Hey everybody, how y'all doing? I'm about to do my artist interview tonight with Johnny Rocks in the building. I'm just sharing the live real quick, y'all. Make sure y'all go share the live, share the live. Hey, all right, Johnny, I'm about to bring you up, baby. All right, thank y'all for joining tonight. How are y'all doing tonight? Shout out to Johnny Rocks. I sent you the accept button. You know, sometimes it take a little bit to go to let you up, so I'm gonna just wait for it to come up. But I really want to thank everyone for continuing to support Soul Sessions and me. Tonight we have such a fire and talented, amazing artist interview with Johnny Rocks. Before I begin, though, I really just want to dedicate all of my artist interviews for April in support of autism awareness. My nephew has autism, so it is very special and near to my heart. So I want to dedicate tonight's episode to him. And Johnny, is you coming up? Because Instagram, they want to hate tonight. Hey, how y'all doing?
Bam!
There you go. What's up, Johnny?
Chilling. What's up with you?
I'm cool. I'm so excited. You are such an amazing artist, and I want to welcome you tonight. Thank you for coming on my podcast and all the support you always show me.
Always.
I'm super, super excited for tonight's show, though. Me and you've been planning it, and something always happens. So I appreciate you working with my time.
Of course, and I know things always come up, and when they do, we got to handle business, and that's all you was doing is handling business. So hopefully she got home okay. Hopefully there ain't nothing wrong, and she got some good food in there or something. I know you be taking care of yours, so.
I do, yes indeed. So Johnny, why don't you tell people who you are, what you do, where you from? Tell them about yourself.
A little bit about myself outside of the music world. I was actually born in Italy, Vicenza, Italy, and I got Dominican roots, and I just recently found out that I also got Mexican roots in Polanco, Mexico. It's actually my same last name, so let's go. I'm putting on for the Latin people. At the age of 16, I had a record deal from Warner Brothers for $1.2 million, and I was supposed to go on tour with a few big no-name artists, and I'm not going to mention their names, but just know that they're definitely well-known artists now, so I went on a journey on my own and moved to Sacramento, started doing shows with E-40, Too Short, you know what I mean? That led to Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, and so started doing opening show sets at a young age. And by the time I hit 21, you feel me, I was rocking a show in my hometown in Santa Cruz, California for Ice Cube, and became the biggest rapper in all my area in the 831, because ain't nobody touched no stage as an independent artist with Ice Cube. But your boy Johnny Rocks. So let's just get facts known. I don't do this shit to chase no clout. I do this shit because this is me. I got that opportunity because I was slanging mixtapes at the mall, and I had boxes going. Boxes. I had lines of people trying to buy my shit because I was rapping the whole time I was selling. You feel what I'm saying? And people loved the music so much that they started supporting it. Then I had tickets. Then they bought all the fucking tickets. You talking about 5,000 people? Johnny Rocks got a percentage of them tickets, and they were $75 a pop at 5,000 people. So you could do the math, right? And I
Right.
killed the show set. Next thing you know, Ice Cube coming up here and like, I don't know about y'all, but I fuck with Johnny Rocks. I said, nigga, if nobody knew who I was in Santa Cruz, now they do.
Period. So tell me, that's some really big names that I'm gonna get to a question in a minute, more so to what artists you have done work with. What age did you start doing music, or did you know that you really wanted to pursue music as a career?
8 years old.
Okay. And you were writing, or you were, because I know you, as an artist and a person. So I know that you sing. I know you do more than just a rap, and you're not like, you're so versatile. You're not just like one genre. Like, I've even heard you doing Spanish. So I know that you're very versatile, and I love that because your music is so fire.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it takes a long time for the production, and what people don't know is that I invest money into my music. So the recordings you're hearing were done at a professional studio that was mixed and mastered by a dope ass engineer who also, you know, engineers for like fucking Netflix and Hulu and fucking Disney. You feel what I'm saying? So he has the experience of working with big brands. So when I do this shit, you feel what I'm saying? Oh, that's what's up, fucking with this energy right here. And it's the truth though, because that's all I give is energy, because that's who I am as a person on every single day. I'm up at 4 a.m. every single morning. I'm knocking out anywhere between 150 to 200 burpees first thing in the morning. You feel what I'm saying? I'm getting washed up, dressed up, and doing my motherfucking thing. So I appreciate that. Thank you for fucking with it.
Yes, I love your energy, and you have such positivity. I love your supporters. Y'all keep supporting Johnny. Y'all keep watching out for Johnny, because he popping. So Johnny, who were some of your biggest artist influences growing up?
Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix, motherfucking Ozzy Osbourne, let's see, Metallica. I listen to all of these different genres of music. Daddy Yankee, Tego Calderon, you know, and there's a few others. I gotta say what up to my dude Nori, Nas, DMX, Jay-Z. I still bump all of that, you know. Tupac, Biggie. I mean, shit, my playlist goes beyond just one genre of music. You feel what I'm saying? Chris Brown. I fuck with Chris Brown.
Me too. That's my favorite R&B artist.
Yep, I fuck with Chris Brown.
Okay, so like, I like to ask this question because I feel like it's so important to who you are as an artist, to any artist. Hey, shout out to Midnight. Gotta shout my girl out. To any artist I interview, I always ask this question, and I try to tailor made the questions to fit the artist's personality. But I feel like this question is important for all artists. The things you've went through in life, growing up or even as an adult, have they had an impact on the lifestyle and music that you make?
Of course.
And how so?
My dad and my mom, you know, they're from two separate worlds. My mom come from a wealthy lifestyle, yachts and caviar and shit like that. My dad come from the street style, boxing, rapping, going in the army, serving his country. You feel what I'm saying? I started rapping because my brother went to the army to make my dad proud. But after he got his clearance and they were picking him up for boot camp, you know what happened?
What happened?
The same day he got picked up, the Twin Towers fell. Mm. My brother didn't think he was going to go to a war. The only option is jail. And my brother never go to jail because that's a disgrace to the family. So my brother served two wars. In Afghanistan. He's the true Captain America in my eyes. But the first war, I didn't know if I was going to see my brother again. And that pain that I had, because I didn't know if I was going to see my brother again, pushed me into the artist that I am today, because I made a song for my brother and I wore his army fatigues in front of the 2,000 kids that was at my high school. And I performed the record that I did for my brother because it hurt my heart. After I finished the segment, I ran out and I started crying, but everyone started rushing me, asking me like for my CDs and shit like that at high school. I had done something great, and the next thing you know, one of them kids in the crowd, his dad was a music promoter, and that led me to one of the fucking artists that I didn't even know of in Santa Cruz. His name was Reggie Stevens. He's actually a professional football player for the New York Giants, or was. And, you know, he was like, well, I'll pay for the studio time. Let me hear what you got. That lasted for about 5 years. And in those 5 years, I've been talking to Lionsgate. I've been talking to so many different people, through my connection, and that connection still thrives till this day. I have records with him, so you can hear Famous. He goes by the name Famous, but Good Look is a record with me and Famous. And then I got another song called 100 Ones with Gucci Mane. So I got Gucci Mane on the hook, and then it's me and Famous rapping. But yeah, I got legendary people that I rock with. You feel me? I mean, he got the championship ring. Not many people you know they got championship rings like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, shit was heavy.
That's fire. Me and you talk about this a lot. We always talk about, we put you and myself as well. We just talked about this earlier tonight, actually. We surround ourselves with people who have a name.
Yeah.
And we network. And a lot of people aren't doing that. Like, we don't have people pushing us, pushing behind us. I mean, we do, but we don't. We put ourselves out there, and we go in rooms full of people with big names. And people, they talk about Johnny. And Johnny, you worked with a lot of people. You worked with some big names, and you can name drop on my podcast. We name drop. Yeah, we talk our shit on this podcast. Cause guess what? You did your shit, and you deserve to brag about it. You're humble. I know that. But you deserve to brag about your artistic, lyrical, fire-ass records that you did with these fire-ass artists.
Yep.
So if you could, would you please share with everybody? Because I pay attention. I saw your post earlier, and I reshared it. Cause I didn't know that about you. And I've known you for a while now. But why don't you let them know who are some of the artists that you have worked with?
So obviously the performances, I also take credit for that, because not many people get the opportunity to open up for such legendary artists like Ice Cube, Tech N9ne, Snow the Product. I have a song with Snow the Product, who's one of the hardest Latino rappers out to date. You feel what I'm saying? So
she's fire. Her freestyles are fire.
Oh, she, and you know what? She's dope as a person. Like, my cousin Pumba is her DJ, and we grew up in the same town, me and Pumba. And so 95% of my songs are produced by my cousin Pumba. And you know, he's dealing with legendary artists too, some famous reggaeton artists as well. You know, but he's done records for DJ Flip. He's done records for so many different big known names in the game. And the thing is when I was younger, I was just making music, and I had connections that had connections to other people. So, you know, when you hear my record that I'm about to release called I'm a Mac featuring Fabulous, then you look at me different. When you hear the song that I'm about to release, including T-Pain, then you'll look at me different, right? And so I have a lot of these things that I'm putting out there for promotional content, but at the same time, it's creating a buzz because people love the cover songs that I'm doing. So I'm going to start making albums of cover songs and, you know, pushing it out there differently, because you may have a song that you heard back in the 80s that was hard as fuck, but if I took that beat and remade that beat to a Johnny Rocks beat, and then Johnny Rocks was rapping the same type of melody but saying different words, you're going to bob and weave to that motherfucker because it has the same type of energy. Mimic the energy that you're trying to become. So if I want to be legendary, I better make sure I earn that name. So I work my ass off every day. Every day. I'm people tuned 24/7. I'm doing 25/8.
Yeah, Johnny, you be on here. And a big part of being an artist and not just grinding behind the scenes is networking and marketing yourself. You can have people do it for you, but I feel like for me, as someone who loves music, I want the artist to be out here, you know, networking, because it's important to get to know those artists. That's why I do my podcast. I like people to know the artist, not just as an artist, but as a human being, as a person, because their music is not all they are. There's other qualities that you artists have. Shout out to my girl, the hottest rapper in New Orleans, First Lady Dutch. That's my dog. Johnny, you need to network with her. She is a fire artist.
For sure. And I will. The DMs are definitely open. Make sure you come holler at me. Make sure you send me an email so we can talk business. Because it's always about the business. There might be a lot that you don't know about me. Like, for an example, I'm a private chef. I get hired to do private dinners and private lunches for companies and fucking couples and shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? So I be networking too, but a lot of the times it's vendors that got different seasonings and different sauces, and they like, yo, how much you want for you to start using my shit, like, you know what I'm talking about? And so this little thing that I took and started saying I was a private chef actually led to me being a private chef. And I'm, you know, I wouldn't say that I have the credentials, but I definitely have the taste palette to let you know what works well with one another.
Okay, Chef Johnny, I see you. And Johnny about to start doing cooking podcasts for y'all too.
Yep.
So y'all better learn how to cook for your ladies, cause we like men that cook too.
That's all I do. That's all I do. Is cook and fucking. I clean only because I don't like that motherfucking. Yeah, Chef Rocks. Chef Rocks. Actually, I got a page.
It's fire. So, do you have any upcoming projects or any songs with any artists or yourself? Having songs that you're about to come out.
I'm working on Nas. Mm-hmm. I got the game is already out. I got a song with Too Short coming out, so that'll be dope. And then I got another artist from the Bay Area, Kate LaDee. So, you know, I'm working with Kate LaDee, another artist from Sacramento, California, Legacy. Shout out to Legacy. And, you know, he said, bro's rocking the stud and in the kitchen. Yep. I do my shit, man. Listen, if you ain't tried my motherfucking food, you can't speak about it. And I'll tell you something. The shit is fire, son. Shit is fire. Shit is smacking, is what we like to talk about. But listen, on some real shit, I appreciate you bringing me up here, doing this interview, and marketing in such a way that just reaches so many people's hearts. Because at the end of the day, I'm one of those artists that's just going to keep producing. You feel what I'm saying? And like, I got my home studio set up. So I got the dope mic. I got all my shit set up. And now it's about to have some podcast quality. So I'm going to come out with a podcast, you know, create all the content that we need. And I got some TV shows that I'm working on too.
That's fire. I want to do a dating TV show because I be picking the wrong men. So I need some judges. I'm trying to find me a husband, baby.
I'll help you make that happen. I'll show you how to do it so that you can get your own TV show.
I know what to do. I'm just playing with you. I'm joking with you. But you know what? Thank you for the comment. I appreciate you and all the artists that hit me up in my DM. I really don't be one to do this, y'all. But I do it because the artists like you and the other artists, they love my platform. They give me my support. Y'all give me my flowers. Y'all really love me and support me. And y'all make it easy. It's just like a regular conversation to me. Like, y'all are real people. I don't look at you like, oh, he got status. Oh, he got big motion. Y'all real people. And I love what y'all doing. I be so happy for your success. Like, I'm so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know that, though, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Being supportive. So is there anything about Johnny, not the artist Johnny, just you, Johnny, as a person that you want people to know about you?
I'm a dad full of girls. So I work my ass off every day for about 12 to 14 hours, and then I come produce content. I got no time off, and I do it for my daughters, you know. So every time that you support my music, you not only supporting me, you supporting them and their future, because it's not about how famous I become. It's not about all the TV shows. It's about showing my kids that if you put your mind to it, you're able to accomplish it no matter how many odds that are stacked against you. I've been told so many things. I've been threatened, my life threatened multiple times. I've been in and out of jail just recently too. You feel what I'm saying? And it made me realize that I ain't never want to be there. I ain't never want to, you know, have to get in a fight and be the only person standing from the fight and then go to jail because you're the only person standing from the fight. You feel what I'm saying? Like taking down 3-4 dudes at a time and then you being the victim, but you protecting yourself because they throwing blows at you. You feel what I'm saying? But you the victim because they hit you first. You feel what I'm saying? On camera in front of people. And then you get banged up against from the police because You black, you got money, you got the nice car, and there's five white dudes that is on the floor. And you the only brother standing. And after witnesses already said it, guess what? It was already too late. I already had a fucking 9-inch shard of glass from the window that they threw me against. Broke and shattered. And I got this big ass scar for life now because of their bitch asses. I didn't have to pay the bill or nothing, and I walked away with a misdemeanor. But yo, them niggas, I could have got all those police officers fired.
Yeah, it's a sad world we live in where I'm white, but like it makes me so sad. Like when I got in my car wreck in December, you know, I had a really bad car wreck, Donnie.
Yeah.
My friends that I was with, they were artists and they are black men, but they're so smart and they have businesses. Like they're really good people. But the police, like we were the victims and we were hurt and they treated them like crap. They were like, why did you hit the person? And we didn't hit the person. The person hit us. So, you know, I've experienced that and it makes me really sad. But see, my lawyer, he was like, well, we're not going to go after them. And I said, no, you are. Because guess what? I didn't like it. So I'm going to be the one that stands up for my friends. And that's what we have to do. We have to stand up. But we also have to realize not every cop is bad. There are more bad than there are good. But there are some good ones out there.
You want to know the sad part about that entire story?
What?
I actually just finished feeding the homeless people. I spent about $500 on buying them groceries and beer. And I fucking passed it out to them downtown Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought homeless guys with me and he recorded the whole shit on his camera phone. Yep.
That's so sad. It's sad the world we live in today, but that's why you gotta share your stories through music, through talking to people, because you're not the only person that has experienced that. So it's important to keep putting your music out and share what you went through as well.
Yeah. And you know, I think for the longest time, I just needed to find a platform. So after producing all of the content that I produce, you know, little do people know, all the content that you're seeing, I'm getting views on those. Collectively, I've got up to 4 million views.
Right. On it. But that's because you market yourself and you do it smart. People can make content all day, but they're not marketing themselves properly. See, people are so focused on how many followers you can get. And that doesn't matter. I don't have that many followers because I choose not to. I'm picky with who I allow to follow me and who I follow. But I know the right people and I get a lot of views.
Yep.
So you gotta be smart about it. Okay, well, what are some artists that you would like to work with? You're gonna do the mainstream artists? Do the mainstream and then tell me some independent artists that you.
Yep. I got some shit coming out with my cousin, DJ Pumbaa.
Okay.
He has his own music as well. You look him up. I got an album coming out with my homie YG from Santa Cruz, California. So that'll be dope. It'll be called YG Rocks. I'm working on an album now with Legacy. So you'll hear that in the Legacy Instagram show that we're going to come out with called Legacy Rocks.
And
so you'll hear.
I'm sorry. But the people that don't know Legacy, I met him, like I know of him through Johnny Rocks, and he is so talented and fire. So y'all need to go check him out as well.
Hell yeah. And then I got a song coming out with Sugar Free. So shout out to Sugar Free.
Okay.
And then I sit down with Snoop Dogg in a few weeks.
Yes. Can you talk about it or is coming soon?
So let's just put it this way. I made enough noise to get to Snoop Dogg. So Snoop Dogg fucks with Johnny Rocks. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a big business. And at the end of the day, we got to run business.
Money talk. That's how I feel. Money talk, but you also gotta stand on your principles. So I know you are.
Oh,
but a lot of artists don't.
Listen, whatever record deal I sign has TV and movies attached to it.
I see you as an actor though. I can see that for you.
Yeah.
Because you're funny. You like are a comedian. You be having me rolling all day long. You be having me joked out all day long.
Yep. But you know, I think it's also because I'm always fucking smiling and shit. So I like even when I'm serious, I'll be smiling and shit. Like, yeah, you just a punk ass motherfucking fuck boy,
You wild for that. You know what? I'm not calling you no more. Pick it up.
Bam, 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 bam.
Okay. All right, Johnny. So why don't you tell me, like, how do you plan on or do you stand apart from like other artists? Because I see so many artists trying to be like each other or their music sounds the same. How are you trying to set yourself apart and be different?
First off, look at the content before you say anything, because I'm gonna tell you something. If the content is hot, the rest will follow, because content is king. The content is king and queen, depending on who's pushing. If you have a product, then there's something to be sold.
Right.
And I got a lot of product, like a lot of, like, listen, I have enough to release a song every day for the next 5 years.
And you're also your own brand. Like, I'm my own brand. I just look at myself like I just be interviewing artists, but I don't be interviewing regular artists. And I have to keep reminding myself that I don't just interview just a regular person that's just starting in the music. I really interview people that is already on tour. They've been on tours. They got big names. They worked with big name people. And I had to remind myself that, but I'm such a humble person that I even sleep on myself sometimes. I feel like you do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you sleep on yourself, but you're breaking out of your shell now, and you really are seeing, like, you have a light, and you need to shine that bright because you are so talented and gifted. Hey, shout out to the real Casanova Red. Thank you for coming.
And gang, break through, Casanova Red. We should do a song, bruh.
That's my dog. You can't come to New Jersey. Hey. Y'all already know. Hey, y'all go check him out. Go check out. I like his new song, Make Me Cry. That song was really, really powerful. Y'all gotta go check that out. Well, Johnny, I just want to let you know, like, I'm so proud of you and excited for your journey and your music career. Like, I always tell you, you're so talented, but you have such a kind heart. You're a very genuine person. Not a lot of people probably get to know that about you because they see you as the artist. But you as a person, what I've gotten to know, you're such a genuine person. So I just want you to keep exhuming that genuineness, the real love you show everyone. I'ma always support you. You already know that. And it's so funny you was talking about your smile earlier, because in my notes I wrote, your smile and positive energy, they be so contagious. So don't ever lose sight of that. You keep doing that because you always lift people's spirits up.
So can I do something on your live?
I don't care. This your show, baby. I'm just the host.
Cool, then check out this song.
Every size of rims is in my front yard. in the UK, in the day, but amazed, none the same. And the pain is the rocks, and we get it on the rocks. And we drinking, mama freaking on me, she got me thinking by the bed. And we got it for sale, we get somebody bed. And we pop it, pulling rags, running out. On the head, going bed, after bed, take a stab at the booty, putting numbers in my celly. Up the telly, this rally, we getting money, man. Money, man. Over here, over here. Seven days off the week, when the sleep, gotta eat, gotta get it every week. Mama, I'ma be mean, not like everybody else. How we live it, how we speak, how we get it in the streets. Every day, every week, 7 days off the week. Around my neck just to show how we ride together. Could it be forever, forever? Everlast, move from lower to upper class. Keep it hood for me, mommy. Just bought us, look at the glass. And she can't afford whatever. This person look white, beat up. Honey, you gotta see us. Dipping me out, see us. Later, we gon' see ya. See ya. Peace, easy. We chucking the deuce, easy. Easy. Ain't got nothing up on the breezy. But she's easy. Y'all been square since TV. Don't. Please, just please me. I use a rubber, I rap it to show enough. Save us from any unexpected to show up. Slow down, hold up. Think before you act, no act, girl, hold up. Living is not the same, not like everybody.
Okay, I see you. I ain't heard that one yet, Johnny Rocks. You holding that
unreleased. I haven't released it, but it's coming out soon, and I aired it for the first time on your live.
On eBay, baby, Soul Session. Let's go. We about to run that bitch up on iHeartRadio later tonight now. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm just letting you know, because you know I'm streaming on all platforms. Ooh. Okay. Dude. All right. Dude. Y'all, all the real ones done came popped in at the end. Now y'all gotta go. I'm gonna send y'all all the interview because y'all done came to the end of it.
Yep.
Hey, Legacy. And then I see my guy. I got another guy. His name is Terry B. Fireproof TV. Y'all go follow him. I'm interviewing him tomorrow night. See. This platform right here, we got some bosses in here. Make sure y'all network with each other. Y'all go follow each other.
Donnie Darko, 777. What up, K. Dot? 13. What's popping? Well,
Johnny, you know you real extra, but I love your energy.
I'll be extra, extra. Read all about it. Give me extra, extra. Like, read all about it.
So, Johnny, what can I be looking forward to hearing from you?
A whole lot more. I just actually put out a song today. It's called Missing You, featuring Eric Vargas, who's Andy Vargas, the lead singer of Santana's baby brother.
So, okay.
Cool. Yeah, it's called Missing You. This is a different side of Johnny that you haven't heard. This is the R&B Johnny, so you're going to hear a more laid-back, more... you know, in love type of approach, and you're gonna hear what I'm really capable of doing when you hear the song. That shit is fire.
See, I already heard what you're capable of doing. I need you to tell everybody else, cause see, Johnny can get on the thing and freestyle real quick. He'll be speaking in English 1 second and Spanish the next. He
ya fire. Ya tú sabe para la gente, República Dominicana, México, Colombia, Cuba. Pero ya tú sabes, hombre, soy el Juanito Rocks. Ya tú sabes, soy el gente, soy el calle. So, you know, I also flip it in Spanish for people that are watching that speak Spanish. So, you know, shout out to everybody. But yeah, we're doing the EP Legacy. You already know that Legacy Rocks, and then we're gonna end up doing a 60 to 90 day process for the promotion. So, you know,
we'll okay.
Little snippets of what me and Legacy got, but we're gonna have some name known artists on there. I'm also working on a feature from, and you gotta take it easy when I say this now, because I know these people are deceased, but I got verses from DMX, Nate Dogg, Vice One, a lot of West Coast legends.
So I don't think people understand that just because people are deceased, you can still have tracks and hooks or records with people. So could you elaborate a little on that? Because a lot of people, they don't understand that they can still do that. They have catalogs that they've already put out.
I'll just tell people what it is. Top Dog Entertainment, Shady Aftermath, G-Unit. You're going to hear some shit. And when you hear it, you're gonna love it. You're looking at the new Tupac, straight the fuck up. And if anyone wanna doubt me, better listen to all motherfucking 78 songs that I got before you do so.
Or if they wanna doubt you, y'all are more than welcome to set up an episode at Soul Sessions with E-Baby. We can battle it out. I'm with it.
Let's go.
What's up? No, but I really appreciate you coming on here. I love interviewing you. I always have a good time with you. I get on your stuff, so I know a lot of the people that are in here today from you, and they're fire. I've been checking them out. I'm just a nobody. I tell everybody that. I'm really a nobody, but I know people. So y'all keep checking me out. Y'all keep supporting me.
Thank you again for the interview. And you know, if you have any more questions, I'm always open. You know how I am. Shit, I'm about to go cook something up in the lab. I got to hit my homie up because there's some software that I got to learn how to use. There's like different Pro Tool versions. And so I got like the latest fucking edition. It's like 17 grand or some shit like that. I don't know. But all I do know is that the music about to be fucking released. Like every single 3 to 4 days, I'll have a new record release for the next 3 months. You feel what I'm saying?
That's fine.
Yeah. Just keep
on. I'm really proud of you. Just keep grinding. Keep your head in the game. Stay focused. Don't let nothing distract you. Don't be worrying about no haters. You know, we ignore people. We keep the energy positive at all times.
Almost definitely. And we'll talk later.
All right, Johnny. I do want to ask everybody, if y'all have a moment tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern time, I will be interviewing Southern Soul artist.
Shout out.
Terry B.
Shout out.
And he's worked with some big artists, but I'm going to let him share that tomorrow. And I really hope y'all come and support him. He's a fire artist. His voice is so fire. When I tell you, these Southern Soul artists, they don't even need a beat. Yep. They voice alone just bring
word
the fire.
Word for word. Just
okay.
Relevant.
That voice alone bring the fire. So right. I want y'all to come and support them, because Southern Soul, it used to be popular. It's getting back popular again, but it's so fire. They have some talented artists.
They do.
So y'all keep supporting each other. Anybody that want to come on my platform, hit me up. We can talk. I always tell everybody, a lot of people are out here charging artists for interviews. I don't do that. I'm not charging nobody. I want y'all to come up here and network, get y'all support, get y'all music out, meet more people, create more music with the people y'all meet on here, and just keep doing y'all thing. I support all y'all. I love all y'all. And Johnny, we gonna talk business soon. To Big Psych, he know how to reach me. That's the brother.
Oh, you know, he has a. We're gonna talk after.
Yeah, a legacy. Whenever. Hit me up. Let me know. I do interviews. I used to do them once a week, but like I said.
Look it right now.
Yeah.
Look it right now.
Hit my DM.
Legacy, when are you free?
Hit my
Legacy, when's
the DM? Because like I was telling Johnny earlier, I'm really booked and busy. I'm not just saying that like to, because I don't care. I'm booked and busy for real. I got a whole notebook where I'm keeping track of every artist that I'm interviewing coming up. Like, I'm catching flights to go interview artists next month. Like, it's that serious to me. I really market and promote y'all, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Legacy, drop a date in the comments.
He want to know. Johnny Rocks want to know the date. No, but I used to do it once a day, but so many people, like, they want to come on my platform and interview, and I'm with it. Whenever y'all want to interview.
If he don't drop it in the comments, he's going to put it in your
DM. He can DM me. He don't got it in the comments.
I don't make demands.
Just shoot me a date. Okay, I'm going to let you know.
Okay, so you open up your calendar and give him a date.
Calendar's open for all artists. I don't care where I'm at. I'll interview y'all while I'm in the car. It doesn't matter to me. I be so organized with it. I bring my paperwork with me. I bring a notebook. I write my own questions out for you guys, tailor-made to you and your personality. And I do my research on y'all artists, too.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
But, Johnny, thank you. I appreciate you coming up here on Soul Sessions. I'm about to go run this bitch back and make it audio, and I'm gonna go upload it to every platform.
And just let me know what the link is so I can reach
you. I'm gonna send them all to you. I'm gonna DM them all to you.
All right, cool.
All right, my baby. Legacy, I'm gonna hit you up. Thank you guys for joining tonight.
Have a
good. Oh, shoot.